Freezes occurred this morning across North Dakota and portions of northern and central Minnesota. Damage to some corn and soybeans has likely occurred, but the impact is not expected to be tremendous. Most of the temperatures in the key production areas were not low enough for a long enough period of time to cause permanent damage that would warrant replanting. However, some farmers may be observing their crops in the next few days and notice the leaves burning up and shriveling back, and that might be enough incentive to go ahead and replant a few fields, but most of these producers will likely not do that and run only a small risk of lower yields because of the damage that may occur. In most cases, the crop will recover and still produce well if conditions are just right as we move forward through the growing season. Now, damage in North Dakota, more in the central and western parts of the state, might have been more impressive during the last 24 hours, with low temperatures this morning dropping to the range of 19 to 24 degrees, but most of that was in the interior western portions of North Dakota and impacting mostly small grains and not having much impact on oilseeds or coarse grain production. Well, in the heart of the Midwest today, we are still looking at conditions that will be mostly favorable for corn and soybean production. This week, we'll likely see a continuation of good field working conditions, especially in the eastern Midwest, where rainfall is expected to be more limited, and that will likely prevail as we move forward through this next several-day period. This morning, we have mostly cloudy skies across a fair amount of the Midwest, but temperatures are running mostly in the 40s and 50s. Some 30s, of course, is still occurring in the northwestern part of the region. As we go out over the next couple of days, we are going to see increasing rainfall occur across the western Corn Belt and much of hard red winter wheat country, too, for that matter. The precipitation is going to be significant enough to raise some potential for some flooding to occur, especially across some of the hard red winter wheat country. The storm systems that are going to be lined up to move across the region will eventually spread through much of the western Corn Belt, and over this next few days we'll see the ground continue to be saturated with moisture, and the potential for significant runoff will be steadily increasing. Now, the western Corn Belt will be by far wetter than the eastern areas will be initially, as we see the first couple of storm systems sustaining mostly west of the Mississippi River. Now, with that said, the first round of precipitation will begin in the evening tonight across the western fringes of the Corn Belt in Nebraska and Kansas. Precipitation will spread into Iowa and Missouri as we move through the night, and by tomorrow about midday, the precipitation will be working its way into Illinois, but dissipating as it does advance to the east. We'll look for a second wave of precipitation to develop in the plains at some point on Friday, and that will move across the Midwest again over the weekend, but with the same scenario playing out where the precipitation in the eastern Midwest will stay somewhat restricted for a while. The greatest precipitation in the heart of the Midwest will likely occur as we get into next week, and the rain intensity may be more significant at that point in time. We'll see if greater amounts of delay in field work. So again, field progress is still going to advance across the Midwest over this next week, with the eastern parts of the Midwest seeing the best conditions. Temperatures will still be quite cool tonight in the upper Midwest. We will see some frost and freezes occurring across Minnesota and Wisconsin, but it's not likely to be any more serious than what occurred this morning, and the impact on crop production is not likely to be very great. The afternoon highs today will be in the 50s in the northwestern Corn Belt and 60s and lower 70s in the rest of the region. We'll look for temperatures tomorrow, 50s and 60s across most of the area, and then on Thursday afternoon, we'll look for highs in the 60s and lower 70s. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.